kids saying palm for the,
yes.
And calm.
To get
just,
the.
Just mm-hmm. They think every letter on the page should be pronounced.
Has to be pronounced.
Which would make some philosophy a rather peculiar sounding word. now let's see, where are we? I think there are a few things on page 41 that I want to get. I talked about tying up. You have one bushel and you add 39 more, what would you have? One bushel and add 39 more.
40 bushels.
Okay. And oats, how, when oats, what would you say, using the word harvested? Oats blank harvested today. The oats?
Are harvested.
Yes, that's the way you say is or are. Mm. Now, how about a word that begins with T-H-R that's sometimes used in this?
There?
No, T-A, it begins T-H-R.
Third.
No, this is a word for
thresh?
Harvest. Yes, in the past tense would be.
Threshed.
Okay. And let's see.
Oh, we're back on the farm.
Okay, no. We just finished that up. I've got to get off before I exhaust your patience.
No.
Okay.
I think it's funny.
Yeah, it is.
I don't mind.
Okay, so well, if a person goes like this, he might just, what's that?
Sniff.
Or?
Sniffle.
Yes, but or to get the aroma of something, you say just?
Smell.
Okay. And now, this is a kind of gummy substance, something like some people have used it instead of maple, what?
Syrup.
Okay, but now this is something thick, much thicker.
Molasses.
Yeah, now how would you use that with thick and put it in the present tense with the verb, at the verb, put in the verb, the molasses blank thick.
The molasses are thick.
Okay, that's it. And if something isn't artificial, say, is this artificial leather? You say, no, that's
real
or
genuine.
Yeah. And if something is not sold, sugar, for example, if when it's not sold in a package, you say you buy it in
bulk.
Right. And something like jam, only it's much more firm.
Jelly.
Okay, and the condiments on the table are
salt, pepper.
Right. And if you'd like an apple from someone, you might say give. Please
give me the apple.
Okay. And say, which boys are we talking about? These boys? And you say, no.
Those boys.
Okay. And if something isn't here, you might say it's
there.
A short or a long distance. Now, if it's, oh, the creek is right
there.
Uh-huh. Say it's another block away, you might say it's just a
yonder.
Okay, would you use
want
it?
That sometimes.
Yeah. Okay, so that or over there?
Yes.
Was yonder more probable in your speech than over there? Which would you more?
I'd probably say it could be interchangeable,
okay,
really
good,
and truly.
Good. Now, let's see, these things here, these are just impossible. Whether you say a man that's poor has a hard life, a man what's poor has a hard life, I'm not going to bother with you. The center of a cherry is called the
pit.
And the center of a peach.
Stone.
Okay. And a peach that separates easily from the stone is a. It separates easily from the stone.
Other than separates easily.
Okay. I mean, you don't make anything between a free stone and a cling stone peach.
I know, if you ask, I didn't understand that. I mean, I know that the freestone
mm-hmm.
peach, as varieties of peaches,
right.
Not necessarily. I thought it was the
yeah, was
motion
poorly,
you were.
That's poorly stated.
No.
Yes, it was. Okay. Now, how about the center of an apple?
Core.
And these things you grow underground and eat them roasted and salted.